8 years ago, Chelsea Carter was facing up to 20 years in federal prison for burglary and conspiracy charges. Instead, her judge sent her to drug court, where she was able to get treatment. She has since completed a master's degree in counseling and earlier this month petitioned the Boone County Court to expunge her record, a request that was granted. Here's Carter telling her own story of addiction and how drug court saved her life, as she puts it.
Well, I started doing drugs when I was around 12 because I had got with the wrong people. The girl I did drugs with, her dad was very open about drugs, and he would tell her and do them with her. So she would come to the playground, actually, and tell me how they felt, and my mind started wondering how getting high felt. So I did it one weekend. I went to her house, and we smoked pot and drank alcohol, and I did my first pill. And it was like nothing I'd ever felt. And it wasn't until about 15, though, when I started doing more pills. Because from about 12 to 15, I drank and smoked weed. But at 15 is when pills started coming more into play, because I liked how pot made me feel at the time, so I knew pills were going to continue to make me feel better. At 16, though, is when I met OxyContin, which was the love of my life. Lord, there was nothing that ever compared to that. I never wanted anything else, really. At the age of 19, I had got with my drug dealer, and he had turned me on to doing 10, 15, 20 80s a day. It was like snorting pills all day long was just not having any effect. And I had dabbled in all kinds of drugs, cocaine, meth. I'd been turned on to heroin. Heroin wasn't really my thing, though. And it was like a quick fix. I knew what was coming. I felt better the immediate second somebody would call and say I had dope. I felt better. As soon as I had the pill in my hand and I knew I was going to go shoot this pill up, I felt better. I had no care in the world that I had track marks all up and down my arms, that I was stealing from everybody. All I cared about at that point was my pill. I started stealing to get my drugs. I'd stole off my parents and my grandparents, and the people I'd actually got in trouble with were stealing off other people. So they had named us a burglary ring. And I got convicted of nighttime burglary and conspiracy to commit nighttime burglary, but I was actually charged with 17 felonies and one misdemeanor. From then, I still didn't get it. I still wasn't willing to change because I liked getting high. And it wasn't like I had a bad life. My family was all good people. I just enjoyed it. But I didn't foresee the consequences, I guess you could say, that was happening before my eyes. So when we got in trouble, the cops surrounded us at the Exxon, and I had to go talk to them. Well, at that point, Judge, I was in school, I was in college, and he said that you can graduate college, but I'm going to put you on probation. So I was still doing drugs. I can't stop. I've done this for 10 years. I'm not going to stop because you're telling me I need to stop. It wasn't until I failed a drug test on September 29th of 2008 that I started to change the way I thought, because when you're sitting in a jail cell, you really start to evaluate your life. Is it worth a pill? Is it worth 2 to 20 years in prison worth an OxyContin 80? I was sitting there, and in 10 days, he let me come out, and he said, I'm going to give you two choices. You can either choose to go to Galax that your parents will pay for, or you can stay in jail and wait on a home confinement bracelet. Well, I knew my judge, and I knew he'd keep me in jail as long as he could just to teach me a lesson. You know, you have an opportunity to go to rehab, but you're going to sit and choose jail. So I thought I better get out of my own head and do something different. Well, I went to the Life Center of Galax for 30 days, got out, and did intense outpatient. And I've been sober ever since, but it's been a stumbling blocks after stumbling blocks. I've just never chose to go back. I graduated drug court. I was the third person, I think, to graduate drug court. And then I went on and got my bachelor's in psychology and my master's in social work. And it's just everything's progressed from there, but I couldn't have done any of this without being sober. None of this would have been possible, because if I was still using, I would probably be dead.
That was Chelsea Carter telling her story of addiction and second chances. It just so happens that the judge who sent Carter to drug court is the same one who presided over record expungement 8 years later. Kara Lofton picks up the story.
At the Boone County Courthouse, about 30 people have gathered in drug court to witness the record expungement of Chelsea Carter.
You stand as a testament to what can happen.
That's Circuit Court Judge William Thomas. For those of you who don't know, an expungement is a type of lawsuit in which a first-time offender of a prior criminal conviction seeks that the records of that earlier process be sealed, making them unavailable to the public. Carter says applying for the expungement was an important part of her healing process, allowing her to fully move on from her history.
I wanted to be able to give other addicts hope that if you pursue something hard enough, that hopefully it will come true one day.
After Carter went through drug court, she completed her bachelor's degree and then a master's in social work, focusing on counseling. She now works with other recovering addicts and is very active in the recovery community.
There's a lot of people in this community, in this state, and in this nation who say, why care about drug addicts? Why don't we just throw them all away? You're the reason we don't.
Thomas is judge in a busy adult and juvenile drug court in Boone County, two of the 48 drug courts in West Virginia, according to the National Association of Drug Court Professionals.
Our drug court, if you do everything perfect, lasts 12 months. And they go through different phases where they're required to do counseling, where they're required to submit to a lot of urine drug screens, where they're required to commit or complete community service. We work with their education.
But what drug court attendees aren't guaranteed is access to medication-assisted treatment. Carter, for instance, detoxed while in jail. Her parents, not the court, then paid for all of her intensive outpatient treatment. A 2017 report titled Neither Justice Nor Treatment, Drug Courts in the United States, strongly criticized the system, asserting that drug courts prioritize punishment over treatment and highlighting that individual insurance plans don't always finance the necessary outpatient treatment programs to make intervention successful. Drug court advocates say the system works and that for every dollar invested in the system, taxpayers save more than $3 in criminal justice costs, including reduced prison costs, reduced revolving door arrest and trials, and reduced victimization. In late 2017, West Virginia received a $1.4 million federal grant to support the state's drug courts.
Traditional court is not set to make the person necessarily better or trying to provide a solution.
For Thomas, a big part of the solution to combating West Virginia's drug problem is less time in traditional court and more giving people like Carter the opportunity to turn their life around. He says while drug courts don't work for every individual, they are an important piece of the puzzle. Carter agrees.
When you enter in drug court like I was dead, basically. I had no hopes, no dreams, no ambitions, and I could not understand why anybody would want to be sober. I could not understand that for the life of me. But it teaches you why, and you meet people, and you meet a great support system.
Carter says she still interacts with some of the people she went through drug court with. Every Thursday night, they meet up for a Narcotics Anonymous meeting. And if one of them had a bad day and feels like they might be slipping off the wagon, it's the support system that helps keep them in check after drug court has ended. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Kara Lofton.